James O'Brien on LBC.
10:49, so now the television, the main news channels, the newspapers, the front pages are reporting stuff that you've been aware of for the best part of 18 months with regard to the ongoing investigations into child sex abuse over a period of 40 years or more, and cover-ups involving household names like Cyril Smith and Leon Britton. I don't know where it began. I don't know where the process of truth and justice, if you could call it that, began. But I think when historians of the future come to write the story, Tom Perry will be in the very earliest chapters, because it was, I think it was right, I mean, it was practically 15 years ago that he first sort of came forward to complain to the police about abuse he'd suffered at a school called Caldecott, which has been in the news for a variety of reasons since. And having been, I think, let down by the justice system, he turned to a television production company, and Channel 4 broadcast a program called Chosen. It won a BAFTA and was, to my mind and to my memory, certainly one of the earlier indications that there was a dam that needed to break. And I was thinking of Tom just a moment ago when Phil in North Lincolnshire described his scout leader dangling promotion and special awards and badges in front of him as a sort of sop or reward for enduring abuse. Tom told me a story in this studio last year that was almost identical and involving promotion to captaincy of his school rugby team. So there are modus operandis, and we can track them. We can even move towards understanding them. But Tom's rung in, and I'm delighted to be able to ask you, Tom, what your answer would be to this question. And I know you can't provide a comprehensive one. How come it's taken so long? How could so much be done by so many with so little interest being taken by the outside world?
Well, James, good morning. Well, I think, first of all, I think we have breaks in every link in the safeguarding chain. And that clearly causes immense problems. How did it happen? And I'll just go through a few of those, if
yes,
I may.
Of course.
How did this happen? Well, first of all, we have the big doubt. Unless something gets into the hand of the agencies, and don't forget, this is about both reported abuse that didn't proceed as it should have done, and unreported abuse because it never got to the institutions that should have received it before reporting it on.
Yes.
So there are two stages to this. If we look at the first part, many people, and this is about reporting it in the first place, many people doubt what they've seen. Unless a report is made, nothing can be done about it, and abuse continues. So there is that huge doubt.
What do you mean by that, Tom? People doubt what they've seen.
Don't forget, you're never actually witnessing the act of abuse.
Of
you're never
not.
Seeing, you know, you're never seeing, as it were, the final act.
Only the abuser and the abused have that knowledge.
Only the abuser and the abused have that. You've got it in one. And you've also got another big problem with this particular crime, because both the abuser and the abusee, neither of them want it reported for different reasons. The abusee doesn't want it reported because, as Phil said in the earlier call, he doesn't want to feel, well, he felt complicit. Now, that was me. I felt complicit. That complicity is utterly mistaken, but that's what you feel, and that silences you, because you daren't reveal this enormous secret to your parents or to anybody else.
And the bribes play into that, because you wanted to be captain of the rugby team, Phil wanted to get another scouting badge or become deputy leader, and that adds subconsciously to the idea that you're in on it rather than a victim of it.
Absolutely right.
Wow.
And so therefore, this is all part of the dynamics of abuse. Look, abuse isn't about sex. Let's dispel this immediately. This is my opinion, and I'm sure some people will disagree, and I will accept that, of course. However, it's not about sex. It's about a power play. And what do abusers need more than anything else? It's about power. That's what it's about. One of your callers has already mentioned this. And what is the holy trinity of abuse? Power, opportunity, and secrecy. Put those three things together, and you have perpetrator nirvana.
Yes.
And what we have in this country, because no one has a requirement, and I won't bang on about MR because I want to get on some other points.
You can bang on about whatever you want on this program, Tom. I've told you that before, but I'll remind you of it now.
Thank you. In very simple terms, unless we get reports into the hands of those people who should be receiving them, then we're in trouble. So that's done away with MR. That's what we crack on about, and people can see that on our website.
Just for people listening, this is mandatory reporting that
Tom's absolutely.
Referring.
Mandate now. Thanks very much. So here we go. So it then gets into the hands of the people who are leading the institution. So in other words, this might be a local authority, this might be a school, it might be it might well be government, a government department. And what happens then? Well, the people who lead these institutions are under no requirement to report anything to anyone because that's the law in this country.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's number one. So they can't be held accountable. So we have child protection, nominal responsibility with no accountability. That's what we have in this country. Welcome to Britain. Okay?
Yes.
I mean, why go to Indonesia when you can stay here?
Yes.
You know, it's that simple. So no one needs to report. And, of course, what leaders of institutions don't want is to have a scandal on their watch. They're usually the great and the good. And they don't want to have bad news on their watch. And just about the worst news you can have is child abuse. So therefore, it starts to disappear.
And that takes us firmly out of the 1970s and into Rotherham.
You've
very,
got
very
it in
recently.
One. Absolutely. And if you take, for example, the very recent SCR, Serious Case Review, that
yes.
was released in Oxford, undertaken under the auspices of Miss Blythe up there. Now, there was a very interesting thing within that report, and part of the report raised what was called the Quadrant Report, written by a private company for and on behalf of the council, commissioned by the council. And the Quadrant Report said of Bucks County Council that they focused when the report was received, the Red Quadrant Report, instead of Bucks focusing on, you know,
yes.
the inadequacies within the council that had been highlighted within the report, they were concentrating on the criticisms of the council.
Of course, yes.
And they were wagon circling. This is the default of every institution.
Almost every human, Tom. Not to in any way challenge or criticise what you're saying, but most of it is self-preservation, right? That's what you're describing.
It's self-preservation, yes. And we don't want a stain on our watch.
Yeah.
And that fundamentally is it. Now, this is going to spread right the way throughout, you know, all institutional settings. And it's institutions that we have to look at, because what we're proposing is we're not proposing anything to do with mandatory reporting of family abuse. That is an impractical proposition.
Yes.
But we are within regulated activities and institutional settings, because very simply, it changes, it's positive pressure. Now, you know, in very simple terms, if you've got a council such as, and you know, they're not the only ones that have been criticised, so, you know, I don't want to be finger-pointing just at Bucks, but Bucks were given a thumping, okay?
Yes.
And in very simple terms, it even said, and this is publicly available, so I'm not saying anything that isn't available in the public domain. In fact, it's in the report and has been reported in newspapers. It says here that the leader of the council did not have a depth of commitment to children's services, and that's what the staff within children's services felt. Well, when you have that and you're working for an organization, let me tell you, your shoulders will drop. You know, staff absentee will rise. People will just get fed up because they think, what the bloody hell are we doing here? We're not valued. And our leadership really doesn't seem to be very bothered with us. We're seen as a cost.
It's a very rational analysis. And I'm so glad you were listening today, because there's a danger, isn't there? And I think I may have got caught up in this today, of thinking that because our emotions run so high, we can't understand how it could happen. But the answers are quite banal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we've got to keep it simple, because actually they are. It all comes back to those people. We need to support those people who are on front line. And we need to introduce not only a general responsibility for child protection, we need to introduce accountability. Until we have that, we're at sea. It's that simple.
And that would involve, for example, a Home Secretary being handed a dossier containing multiple allegations by an MP. If that dossier subsequently disappeared, then under the sort of legislation you're calling for, a crime would have been committed.
There's accountability.
Yes.
You got it.
Tom, remind people listening of how they can find out more about the work you're doing.
Well, they can find out about us at mandatenow.org.uk. And we're also on Twitter at Mandate Now.
Indeed you are. I asked you this once before, and I hope you don't mind me reminding you that you got quite emotional.
Yes, I remember that, James. That was a killer question.
Well, it's coming again, Tom, I'm afraid. Have you got hope that this now... Because every time we talk, it's because there's another little chink in the armour of whoever is responsible for this. Do you feel more hope today than you did last time we talked, that the truth went out?
Last time we talked, you got me.
Yes.
And I do have a bit more hope now.
Oh, good.
But it's a bit.
Yes, well, it's better
and
than nothing.
It's like Will-o'-the-Wisp.
Just remind you of that pledge. Anytime you want to talk about any of these issues, there will be a microphone or a phone line here at LBC for you. Tom Perry from Mandate Now. You're listening to James O'Brien on LBC.